Glory to God. Welcome, welcome to a brand new week. This is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. This is your week of good news and good tidings. This is your week of testimonies. This is your week of great joy. This is your week to pursue, overtake, recover all. This week, you will recover. This week, you will recover. Lost grounds, lost seasons, lost years, lost opportunities. You will recover all of them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The light of God will shine on your path. The blessings of God will overflow in your direction. This week you will not suffer losses. You will experience supernatural assistance on every side in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This week you shall receive help. You will be helped. No matter what it will take, God will orchestrate help your way. This week, help will find you. This week, you will collide with help. Helpers and help will find and locate your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, say louder, amen. God bless you. Welcome, welcome again to our weekly prophetic prayer proclamation. Thank you for every one of you, you know, reaching out to us, letting us know how this has been a blessing to you. And thank you for the prayers. I sincerely appreciate all your prayers. And I believe you are blessed. So do me a favor. Share this podcast broadcast with somebody. Send this to someone. Be a blessing to them. Let's start the week with prayer. Now, my prophetic prayer charge for you this week is from the book of Isaiah, chapter number 40, verse 4 to 5. Isaiah, chapter number 40, verse 4 to 5. Every valley shall be exalted. In other words, God is saying there is something called valley. Valley is a lowland in between two mountains or two hills. So the valley might be loaded but will not be visible. When a valley is filled with substance, the mountains will cover the valley from showing. So some people are in the valley of their life. The valley is a low space. The valley could also be a place of invisibility. The valley could be a place where you are covered. Something is covering your shining. You might be the best, but if you are in the valley of life, nobody sees you. That's why Jesus said, you are not a valley. You are a city set upon the hill. You are a city. You are not a village. You are not set in the valley. You are a city set upon the hill. You are designed to be on the hill because the hill is on the top and the hill is visible to all. The hill is on the top. You are a city set upon the hill. You are not permitted to be down. You are not permitted to be in the low spaces of life. I pray for you today, this week, everywhere you are in a valley, you are coming out. Where your life looks like a valley, God is turning you to a city set upon the hill. Your space is changing. Your life is taking a new turn. Every valley shall be exalted. To be exalted means to be promoted. To be exalted means to be lifted. To be exalted means to be moved on high. Oh, this is that week beginning from today that God will stretch forth his hand to lift you up from trouble, lift you up from setback. He will lift you up from sorrow. He will lift you up from the space of discouragement and despair. God is lifting you up from depression. God is lifting you up from a recession. God is lifting you up from the space where you have no joy. God is lifting you up to today, I prophesy divine liftings for you. Oh, somebody shout divine liftings. So if you are in the valley of life or your life is looking like a valley, it is not the place where God wants your life to be operating. Number two, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. There are mountains that are coverings that are overshadowing the shining of destiny. Mountains can represent unsurmountable problem. Mountains can stand as an obstacle on the way of miracle. Mountain can represent a barrier on the pathway to breakthrough. Mountain can stand on the way of movement until the mountains are brought low or brought down. Some destinies may not rise up. There are mountains that look unsurmountable, unmovable. Mountains that look like the end of the road. But I have a news and I have a good word for you today. God is pulling your mountains down. God is pulling your mountains down. Every mountain in your life is coming down. Whatever represents mountain is crashing down today in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare that the mountains around your family, mountains that is standing on the way of your glory, mountain that is standing on the way of your progress, mountain that is standing on the way of your promotion, mountain that is standing on the way of your elevation, mountain that is standing on the way of your conception, mountain that is standing on the way of your joy, mountain that is standing on the way of the benefit and the betterment of your family, let the mountains come down. We command the mountains to crash. We command the mountains to come low. In the pali kutusanda karapolia barandana karusa katiga, let the mountains come down. In the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and we declare that every mountain and hill be made low permanently forever. Let the Lord crush them to pieces. Whatever is standing on the way of your blessing as a mountain, the Lord crush them to pieces. Whatever does not want your blessing to show, the Lord crush them to pieces. The obstacle, every mountain of financial problem, mountain of affliction, mountains of stagnancy, mountains of wasted effort, every mountain that is standing on the way of your conception, by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the mountains to come low. We command the mountains to come low. We command the mountains to come low. We command the mountains to come down. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree by the Spirit and the mercy of the Lord, in the name that is above every other name, no mountain will stand on your way this week. Everything that you have been dealing with as a mountain, the Bible says, thou shalt say to the mountain, if you will not doubt in your heart, be removed. We command the mountains to be removed. Where you have faced impossibility in past week, we command the mountains to be removed in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord said, the crooked shall be made straight. Listen, how fast and how far you can go on a journey if you are driving is deeply connected to how smooth the road is. So that's why I said the crooked. This is a road. This is a pathway. Rough places will be made plain. These are the access. This is the way. Oh, the way to your blessing and betterment this week. May God smoothen it. I say God smoothen it. Oh my God. I say God smoothen the road. I say God smoothen the path in the precious name of Jesus. And look at what will happen in verse number 5. When everywhere that is rough for you, rough edges, every rough path, every rough road, everywhere you have been roughing it, things are hard and difficult. Oh, Jesus, today I decree, I command the rough edges to be smoothed. 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 In the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Bible says in verse number 5, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Ooh, glory. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. My God. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And the glory of the Lord shall madakatoka yebala ganzaya, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. I prophesy everyone under the sound of my voice this week, go ya enter into glory, experience manifestation of glory, enter into the operations of glory this week. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed in your life where you are carrying glory and nothing seems to be showing. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Let glory show in your life. Let glory show in your family. Let glory show in your way. Let glory show in any area of your life. We decree and declare the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed in your family. It shall be revealed in your household. It shall be revealed in your ministry. It shall be revealed in every area of your endeavor. It shall be revealed. And the glory, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Ella katapera kazina, e parapakatuna matiga, ashingere bagandos kirabatania. Let the glory be revealed in your family. This is the week of the revelation of the glory of God, and all flesh shall see, and the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The word will not fail in your life this week. Experience glory. Enjoy the glory of God. The beauty of God will come upon you. What you lay hands upon this week will work. Experience breakthrough. Whatever wants to stop you and trouble you this week, the Lord trouble them. Go in peace all through this week. Enjoy safety. No weapon fashioned against you or your children shall prosper. You will see the help of God at work in your life this week. And everybody say, believing and a loud amen. Come on, say louder. Now listen to me. Believe in the prayers. Don't be a mountain to your own life. Don't be a mountain. Don't be a mountain on your path. And don't be a mountain on the path of others. Don't stand on the way of people. Everyone, mountains don't move. That's why they are there. They don't move. And everyone that wants to make progress must be moving. So don't be a mountain on the way of others. Else you won't make progress. Everyone that tries to stand as a mountain blocking the access and the way of others will not make progress. You have nowhere you are going. You aren't going nowhere. So don't stand on the way of people this week. And don't stand on your own way. How? Take action. Think good thoughts. Make good moves. Don't give up. Rise up again. Dare it again. Be positive. Go in and expect things to work. This is your week. In Jesus' name, spread the news, share this podcast, be a blessing to somebody. And also, if you like to be receiving these every week directly, not only that, you want to be part of our prayer community. I'm setting up a community of praying people on Telegram, and it's going to be powerful. It's going to be it's a village. It's a village on its own, just in the area of prayers and praying, igniting the fire of prayer and setting up a tabernacle of prayer where people can actually pray. So if you're on Telegram, just search for it. It's called Prophetic Prayer Community. Prophetic Prayer Community. Or you can just type in this link to your browser anywhere, t.me/prayerplace, prayer place, single word, t.me/prayerplace, and then it will take you straight to the prayer community. God bless you and be blessed. Share this till I come your way again next week on this platform. Have a great day. I remain Benjamin Begley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen. And you can always listen to our prayers 24 hours every day on our radio, Praying Radio, www.prayingradio.org, prayingradio.org, prayingradio.org, or go to the App Store and download the free prayer app, Empowerment Praying Radio. It is free. Listen to prayer. You need to pray. Ignite prayer. Connect with prayer. Soak in prayer. Wink in prayer. Let prayer work for you. God bless you.